Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This programme today is on a pet theme of mine. No, I mean the theme of a pet of mine. Och, I'm going to the dogs here. What I'm trying to say is this programme is about dogs. Mind you, it could also apply to any pets really, but since it's inspired by my own dogs, I'm calling this the Parable of the Puppy. I'd like to say welcome to the programme on behalf of my current dog, Dougie the Doug, a black and tan miniature dachshund. In dog speak, row, row, row. I must be barking mad. Don't assume that was me impersonating my dog. This is actually the dog speaking impersonating the radio presenter. Just in case you're confused at all, the dog is not in the studio. He wanted to come, but as a minister, I insisted that this studio ain't big enough for the two dog callers. In the house, he might rule the roost, but in the studio, I call the tunes. Dougie the Daxie and I like to go for a tramp in the park. He really enjoys it, but the tramp's getting a bit fed up with it. Have you heard about the man who went to a psychologist who asked him, "What's the matter?" And he said, "I keep thinking I'm a dog." And the psychologist replied, "Well, just get on the couch." "Oh no, I can't. I'm not allowed to jump on the couch." "Okay, so how long have you been feeling that you're a dog?" "Oh, ever since I was a puppy." Our neighbours have a dog. He's quite cute, with his three legs. It fell down a hole in the road, you see. That was the time when it had lost an eye. I suppose that's why it fell down the hole in the first place. Its ears are not very good either. Well, I say ears. He's only got one, really. The other one was bitten off in a dog fight. Mind you, if you think he's bad, you should have seen what he did to that other son of a bitch. Mind you, I was sorry for the neighbour's dog last week. He was sniffing around the barbecue when it fell. Now his backside looks like one of those African monkeys. But apart from that, Lucky looks quite cute. Anyway, it's time for some music. I suppose we should open with the Bonzo Dog Duda Band. Remember them? There was a band called that, honest young listeners. But I don't like their lead singer. Lead singer, get it? So instead, here's Patty Page.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope doggies for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggie to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk.
As a pair of daft doggy owners, take your pick whether we are daft or the dogs, there's a lot of truth both ways, my wife and I have on the wall the obligatory Dachshund puppy calendar. I say obligatory because if you have a Dachshund, people feel obliged to get you one at New Year. Or if you're doggy daft enough, you even buy it for yourself. Anyway, it has one or two really good quotes on it. For example, "His ears were often the first thing to catch my tears." Elizabeth Barrett Browning, the authoress, speaking about her dog Flush. Or, "If a dog will not come to you after having looked you in the face, you should go home and examine your conscience," said President Woodrow Wilson. "A dog can express more with his tail in seconds than his owner can express with his tongue in hours. A dog has lots of friends because he wags his tail and not his tongue. My sunshine doesn't come from the skies, it comes from the love in my dog's eyes." And there's a Russian proverb which says, "If you're a host to your guest, be a host to his dog also." And Sir Thomas More long ago said, "Whosoever loveth me, loveth my hound." That's an eternal sentiment, so here is the same thought put to modern music by Peter Shelley.
Freedom is a dusty road heading to a highway. Californian skyways lead us where we want to stay. Suddenly a summer breeze breaks a misty morning. There's a new day dawning. We better be on our way. So love me, love my dog. We've lived the road too long to break up. Love me, live my life, and travel through this land. I can't leave a friend, I promised that before we started. So love me, love my dog, if you can understand. Then we'll head up land. When I leave this town today, Lord, you know I'll miss you. Baby, I won't kiss you. You'd only make me wanna stay. Though it's hard to say goodbye, can't you see it's over? Guess I'm just a loner, heading on his way. Tell you now, love me, love my dog. We've lived the road too long to break up. Love me, live my life, and travel through this land. I won't leave a friend, I promised that before we started. So love me, love my dog, if you can't understand. Then we'll head up land.
Love me, love my dog. We've lived the road too long to break up. Love me, live my life, and travel through the sand.
Cause I can't leave a friend, I promised that before we started. Just love me, love my dog, if you can't understand.
guess we'll have to move on out of plan.
When you think about dogs, what pictures come into your mind? Maybe you think of Greyfriars Bobby in Edinburgh, faithfully attending his late master's grave. Or maybe you think of famous dog films like Lassie, 101 Dalmatians, or Beethoven, or Marley and Me. Recently, a British dog handler soldier was blown up by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan. 2 days later, his dog suddenly and mysteriously died. Dogs do remarkable work helping people with special needs, like blindness, deafness, and other difficulties. The special needs school I am chaplain of, the James Reid School in Saltcoats, has its own dog, Rory. He's great with the pupils. When I think of dogs, I remember as a student applying for a summer job as a dog handler, and getting it, when I had absolutely no knowledge or experience of dogs whatsoever. So they put me to a dog training school, in which the pupils, like me, were novices, and the expert teachers were the dogs. They took us for walks. I remember as a minister visiting a bereaved family to make funeral arrangements. I ended the visit by having a prayer with them. During the prayer, the hitherto quiet dog decided to attack me. While still calmly ad-libbing praying, I caught him by the collar in mid-pounce and held him at arm's length until I finished. As the family opened their eyes, I quickly let go of the dog and pretended that nothing had happened. It's an occupational hazard for me to go up a dark stair, knock on a door, and then hear paws scratching along the corridor, hitting the inside of the door with a thud, and a voice from inside shouting, "Get down, you brute!" On opening the door, the little old man will say, "It's okay, he won't hurt you. Just don't move suddenly, but come in." Here are two pop songs which compare human behaviour to dog behaviour at different ends of the age spectrum. It's Foster and Allen, followed by Donny Osmond.
I drove a Morris Minor back in 1964, and I danced in every ballroom from Salt Hill to Temple Moor. My hair aisle days have come and gone, but I have no regrets. Liston Varna, here I come, there's life in the old dog yet.
There's life in the old dog yet, me boys, there's life in the old dog yet. Liston Varna, here I come, there's life in the old dog yet.
A farmer had some puppies he needed to sell. He painted a sign advertising the four pups and set about nailing it to a post on the edge of his yard. As he was driving the last nail into the post, he felt a tug on his overalls. He looked into the eyes of a little boy. "Mister," he said, "I want to buy one of your puppies." "Well," said the farmer as he rubbed the sweat off the back of his neck, "these puppies come from fine parents and cost a good deal of money." The boy hung his head. Then reaching deep into his pocket, he pulled out a handful of change and held it up to the farmer. "I've got 40 pence. Is that enough to take a look?" "Sure," said the farmer, and let out a whistle. "Here, Dolly," he called. Out from the doghouse and down the ramp ran Dolly, followed by four little balls of fur. The little boy pressed his face against the chain-link fence, his eyes dancing with delight. As the dogs made their way to the fence, he noticed something else stirring inside the doghouse. Slowly, another little ball appeared, this one noticeably smaller. Down the ramp it slid. Then, in a somewhat awkward manner, the little pup began hobbling towards the others, doing its best to catch up. "I want that one," the little boy said, pointing to the runt. The farmer knelt down to the boy's side and said, "Son, you don't want that puppy. He will never be able to run and play with you like those other dogs would." With that, the little boy stepped back from the fence, reached down and began rolling up one leg of his trousers. In doing so, he revealed a steel brace running down both sides of his leg, attaching itself to a specially made shoe. Looking back up at the farmer, he said, "You see, sir, I don't do so well myself, and he'll need someone who understands." With tears in his eyes, the farmer reached down and picked up the little pup. Holding it carefully, he handed it to the little boy. "How much?" asked the boy. "No charge," answered the farmer. "There's no charge for love." Here's Lobo.
Bright red Georgia clay, and how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that's so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road.
As we love our dogs, so Jesus loves us. Let me explain. Non-dog lovers may wonder what we see in our dogs. People may also wonder what Jesus sees in us. Jesus creates us and sustains us and even dies for us, not because we are so lovely, but just because he is so loving. Love is always bursting to love something or someone. So we get pets to love, and Jesus creates us to love. Jesus loves us with total, unconditional, infinite love. Jesus loves us with a love that will never let us go. What a friend we have in Jesus. When we got our first miniature dachshund, a tiny, fragile, vulnerable brown one, not much bigger than the palm of my hand, called Scotty. We took him out into the walled garden. I stood towering over him, trying to stop him eating grass and prevent him eating stones and block him from climbing steps. I was so overprotective. He was clingy to me, but nothing like as clingy as I was to him. Well, he was so vulnerable. He got attacked by a daisy. It touched his nose and he leapt back. When Jesus watches us, he too sees how vulnerable we are and how dangerous is our world. The temptation to overprotect must be enormous, but in love he steps back and lets us learn. Just as we love to provide for our dogs, so Jesus loves to provide for us. Puppies have running costs, like food, toys, slippers, time, sleep, worry, vet bills. Dogs can be hard work, physically and emotionally. But when you really love your dog, you don't grudge feeding, walking, playing, grooming, taking them to the vet and all the rest. If you do grudge it, then you're not really a doggy person. Imagine if someone said, "I'll look after your dog. I'll feed it, walk it, groom it, so you can be free to really enjoy it." You would be thinking, there's nothing left to enjoy. Jesus' love provides for us. He is more willing to give than we are to receive. In fact, love has the problem the other way. There's always the temptation to smother and spoil the loved one. When we've more than one dog, we love each of them individually and specially, just as a shepherd knows each sheep by name, just as a parent knows each child's personality. Augustine said, "God loves each one of us as if there was only one of us to love." And love is not soft. If we really love our dogs, we will train them, just as teachers push pupils, coaches stretch athletes, parents discipline their children. Dog lovers train their dogs to be the best that they can be. And in discipline is true freedom and real joy. So Jesus throws challenges at us to exercise our moral and spiritual muscles, to develop our character and cultivate virtues in us, and help us to grow and mature because he loves us. Our first dog, Scotty, went blind, and in later years, deaf, and finally had dementia. What was really inspiring was to take him down to Saltcoats and Ardrossan Beach, on a lead, and run at full speed with him. He knew it was safe enough with me and the lead and the wide open space. You'll notice, he found freedom on a lead. What a parable of life, running blind, trusting the big one at the other end of our lead. And what Jesus looks for in each of us is just what dog lovers look for in their pets. What does love look for? Nothing else but love in return. Jesus wants for us rather than from us. What he wants for us is love, trust, obedience, enjoyment of life, and finding our pleasure in pleasing him, the Master. These are the hallmarks of a good disciple. I try to follow Jesus, but I also take a lead from my dogs. And I try to emulate them by being innocent, open-eyed, affectionate, playful, straight and honest, and non-manipulating and faithful. Well, I must go now and walk the dog, but here's Ian White to finish. Bye for now.
I have it all. If I have not, I'm going to fall. The weight of the world will just be too much to bear. If I have love, I have nothing to hide. The truth in my heart, I can live outside. For if I have love, I'm living a peaceful life. For love never fails, and love never fades away. And love always holds. Love always trusts, and love's got words of power to say. The lessons in love, the lessons in love are what we need. Lessons in love, lessons in love are what we need. Faith, hope, and love will always remain, but the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love will always remain, but the greatest of these is love. The man who has love
nothing to hide. The truth in his heart, he can live outside. The man that you see is living a peaceful life. He's patient and kind, his anger is kept at bay. And he always hopes, and he always trusts, and he's got words of power to say.
Lessons in love, lessons in love are what we need. Lessons in love, lessons in love are what we need. Faith, hope and love will always remain, but the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope and love will always remain, but the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope and love will always remain, but the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope and love will always remain, but the greatest of these is love.
The girl that you see is living a peaceful life. She's patient and kind, her anger is kept at bay. And she always hopes, and she always trusts, and she's got words of power to say.
Lessons in love, lessons in love are what we need. Lessons in love, lessons in love, lessons in love are what we need. Faith, hope and love will always remain, but the greatest of these